Thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. Before we go anywhere, let's get today's Fish Family bonus code out of the way. Marlins don't play today. They travel to Detroit to play a two-game series against the Tigers. So today's bonus code is Getaway Day. Can't say enough about the fruitful homestand the Marlins just enjoyed. They had 6 wins, tried to take the series, tried to make it 7 of 10 on the homestand yesterday, and Jose Fernandez took the ball. To rewind the final game of the week, here's Glenn Geffner.
Oh, what a way to wrap up the weekend. What a way to wrap up the homestand. Marlins beat the Cubs 6-1. They win 3 of 4 from the best team in baseball. And they go 7-3 in these 10 games at home against the Rockies, the Braves, and the Cubs. Well, coming in, the Marlins felt pretty good with Jose Fernandez on the mound today. But the Cubs felt pretty good because they ran Jason Hamill out there. Hamill 7-3, a 2.55 ERA through 14 starts, among the league's top 10 earned run average, having a terrific season. But the Marlins broke through against Hamill in inning number 2. Jose worked a 1-2-3 top of the first. He worked around a leadoff hit and pitched a scoreless second inning, giving him 25 consecutive scoreless innings here at Marlins Park, the longest such streak of his career. And in the bottom of the second, Miami pushed a run across with one out against Hamill. Justin Bour walked. He was at first base for Derek Dietrich.
From that high set, Hamill comes to the plate, and Dietrich swings and drives a ball toward the gap in right center. That's going to get down, and one hop off the Stanley sign. Here comes Bour rumbling around third. He's been waved. Here he comes to the plate. The throw not in time and up the line, and the Marlins lead 1-0. On an RBI double by Derek Dietrich, scoring Justin Bour all the way from first base.
And the way that Jose Fernandez has pitched lately, and especially the way he's pitched in this ballpark, you might have felt like, well, there's the one run. This ball game's over. But back came the Cubs in the third. Jose's one little bump in the road inning in the ball game. He struck out the first man, Chris Coughlin, and at that point, he had 4 Ks through the first 2 1/3. But then the pitcher, Hamill, singled into right field. He went to second base when Ben Zobrist walked. And the runners moved up further when Jason Hayward singled. So with one out in the third inning, the Cubs had the bases loaded. And the very dangerous number 3 hitter coming up, Chris Bryant. The 2-2 to Bryant. Swinging a fly ball. Center field. Playable for Ichiro. But deep enough to score a run. Hamill tags. He'll come home. Ichiro throws in towards second base. And Zobrist takes third. So that's the end of the scoreless streak for Jose. Cubs are on the scoreboard on a sack fly by Bryant. We're tied at 1 in the 3rd. Jose was not out of the woods yet. First and third, 2 outs. He had to face Anthony Rizzo, but he struck out the Cubs' cleanup man, and we were 1-1 through 3. We would stay 1-1. Jose issuing a leadoff walk in the 4th inning, but getting a caught stealing, then a strikeout and a ground out. He struck out the side in the 5th inning, a couple of strikeouts in a scoreless 6th inning. And in the bottom of the 6th, Marlins would try to do something about that 1-1 deadlock. The inning began with a double by Giancarlo Stanton. It was the 3rd straight inning. The Marlins got a man to second base with nobody out. They couldn't score in the 4th. They couldn't score in the 5th. But in the 6th, after the Stanton double, Justin Bour flyballed right, advancing Giancarlo to 3rd base. Derek Dietrich hit by a pitch for the 2nd time in the game. So there were men at 1st and 3rd with 1 out in the 6th for Adani Echevarria.
1 out. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball to 3rd. They go down to 2nd. They get 1. And the throw to 1st base. In time at 1st base, Stanton comes home from 3rd. But the Cubs get the double play unless the Marlins are going to challenge. And I'd be surprised if they didn't, only because it was close. Safe. Run scores. The Marlins have a 2-1 lead. On review.
Now they did challenge, and the call was overturned with men at the corners and edge of the plate. The second baseman Zobrist was shaded way over to his left toward first base. So that ground ball went to the third baseman Bryant. It took Zobrist a while to get over to the second base bag, causing Bryant to double clutch and then eventually throwing down to second base. That little hesitation was the difference. Echevarria beat the play. We saw it on instant replay. The folks in New York saw it. So instead of an inning-ending double play, Etch safe at first, the tie-breaking run scores. It was 2-1 Marlins in the 6th, and that was our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Jose stayed out there for the 7th with a 1-run lead. He was at 96 pitches at the beginning of the 7th inning. He got the first man, Miguel Montero, on a comebacker on 1 pitch. He then struck out Addison Russell for the 2nd out, his 12th K in the game. He walked Chris Coughlin, putting the tying man on with 2 outs in the 7th. Jose's day was winding down when he went after the pinch hitter, Matt Caesar. The 0-2 two-out pitch, swing and a miss. Jose with his 13th strikeout. He's through seven with a 2-1 lead over the Cubs. Jose threw after seven. Seven innings, four hits, one run. He walked three, struck out 13 in the ballgame, threw 108 pitches, 71 strikes. Hamill exited after six innings, four hits, two runs, pair of walks, three Ks. He hit two men, threw a wild pitch for Hamill, 93 pitches, 52 strikes. Travis Wood came out of the bullpen for the Cubs in the seventh. He allowed a leadoff hit to pinch hitter Miguel Rojas. After Ichiro struck out, Martin Prado hit a ground ball to third base. A diving stop by Bryant. He got up. He threw to second. The throw was high. It pulled Zobrist off the bag. So Rojas was safe. Then Zobrist threw to first base, and Prado beat the play. Marlins had two men on with one man out looking for some insurance with Christian Yelich to the plate. Runners lead the 0-1, and Yelich hits back up the middle. Base hit. Center field. Rojas waved. Hayward toward the plate. The throw's up the line. He slides in there safely. And it's 3-1 Marlins. A big insurance run. Christian Yelich with his second hit of the day. RBI number 37. In the eighth inning, time for David Phelps. Looking to protect that 3-1 lead. He got the first man, Ben Zobrist, on a screaming line drive to first base. Caught by Rojas, who had come on defensively. And with one out, Phelps went after Jason Hayward. 1-1 to Prado. 2-2 to Hayward is ripped to right. Stanton back a couple of steps onto the track. Leaps, and he caught it. He used every inch of that 6'5" frame. He went up in front of the scoreboard near the bullpen, and he made the leaping grab. Two down. And when Phelps struck out Chris Bryant, he had a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Marlins carried their 3-1 advantage into the bottom of the eighth. Justin Grimm had gotten the last two outs in the seventh, and he allowed a leadoff single to Derek Dietrich in the eighth. Dietrich on base four times in this game. Single, double, hit by pitch twice, drove in a run, and he'd eventually score a run in that eighth inning because when Spencer Patton came on, he got the first two men, Echevarria and Mathis, but then Miguel Rojas singled. He came off the bench to go 2-for-2 in this game. Then another new pitcher for the Cubs, Gerardo Concepcion, the lefty, came on to face lefty hitting Ichiro, and he walked the Marlins center fielder. So the Marlins suddenly had the bases loaded, two down in the eighth, trying to bust it wide open for Martin Prado. 1-1 to Prado is in the air. Well hit, deep left center. Contreras and Hayward back onto the track, and Contreras slides after it, can't catch it. Two runs are in. Here comes Ichiro motoring around third. It's a three-run double. Martin Prado breaks it wide open, and it's 6-1 Marlins in the eighth. At 3-1, A.J. Ramos was loosening for save opportunity, but at 6-1, he sat down. Brian Ellington came on to try to slam the door in the ninth. He allowed a leadoff single to Anthony Rizzo, who would take second in defensive indifference, but Ellington came back to strike out Wilson Contreras, who went 0-for-3 with a walk today, his first 0-for in eight big league games with an at-bat. Miguel Montero then a fly ball to right for the second out. Marlins were one out away from sealing the victory in this four-game series when Addison Russell faced Brian Ellington.
And a swing here and a pop fly to left that should end the game. Yelich under this. He's got it. Jose Fernandez is the winner. And for Jose, 9 wins coming into this game. He picks up number 10, but more importantly, and perhaps over the longer haul, now 24-1 in 35 home starts.
Pretty good. Seven innings of four-hit, one-run ball. Jose and the Marlins beat the Cubs again. The final, Miami 6 and Chicago 1. For the Marlins, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 9 men left on base. For the Cubs, 1 run, 5 hits. They make the game's only miscue and strand 6. Fernandez the winner, 10-3. Jason Hamill the loser, 7-4. Time of the ballgame, 3 hours, 7 minutes. And a crowd of 27,318 was here to enjoy it. Marlins improved to 41-35 with the victory. They're now 21-19 at home. The Mets have lost, so the Marlins move into a second-place tie in the National League East. And they could be only two back at the end of the day if the Nationals lose to Milwaukee. We'll keep an eye on that one. With the victory today, the Marlins improved to 14-10 in the month of June with 3 games remaining, meaning they have clinched a winning record in June. They had a winning record in April, a winning record in May, now a winning record in June. It's just the second time in franchise history the Marlins have begun a season with 3 consecutive winning months, April, May, and June. The last time they did it was 1997. Marlins with the win today at 41-35. Now 6 games over 500 for the first time since June 6th, 2012, when they were 31-25. As for Jose Fernandez, 13 strikeouts today, giving him his sixth double-digit strikeout game of the season. 15th career double-digit strikeout game for Jose. That extends his existing club record. Derek Dietrich, twice hit by pitch in this ball game, on base all four times. Third time in his career he's been hit twice in a game. He has now been hit 13 times this season. Club record is 17, set by Carlos Delgado in 05. He's been hit 43 times in his career, 262 games. Christian Yelich went 2-for-5 in this game, another multiple hit game for him. He had an RBI. Giancarlo Stanton doubled and scored the tie-breaking run in the sixth inning. Also had that great catch out in right field you heard. Justin Bour walked twice and scored a run. Derek Dietrich, as we told you, on base all four times. Single, double, twice hit by pitches. He scored a run and drove one in. Adania Echevarria had the go-ahead RBI in the sixth inning. And Miguel Rojas came off the bench going 2-for-2 with two runs scored as the Marlins pound out 9 hits on their way to another win over the Cubs. 6-1 the final. Miami takes this series 3-1 and wraps up a 7-3 homestand.
Tough to even find words for how good Jose Fernandez has been in the past week. Don Mattingly said, it looks like he's on a mission. And here's how Jose responded.
You know, I go out there and I try to beat the other team. They're not my friends. And my friends are the 24 guys on my side. And I got to have their back. And that's the way that I see this game. Obviously, I love to have fun without disrespecting everybody on the other team. And that's just the way that I go about my business. But I did went out there knowing that the Cubs, the record, you know, how good they are. And with all due respect, you know, it was a very important game for us to win the series against them.
Once again, no baseball today. The team travels to Detroit and takes a breather after 10 straight ball games. Tomorrow night at 7:10, the Fish are back in action. As always, you can hear it on 940 Winds in the Marlins Radio Network.